Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fast Track. My name is Kayla Othellette. I am a second-year medical student at George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences and the president of the Emergency Medicine Interest Group, or EMIG. The purpose of this podcast is to help students find out if emergency medicine is right for them and to hear from interesting speakers about their path to emergency medicine. We are hoping that this podcast, in addition to the resources on our app and website, will help better equip students going into EM for their residency and fellowship applications and interviews. Fast Track will feature fellow students going through the application process, GW residents, fellows and attendings, and other providers in and relating to emergency medicine. This podcast is recorded at the George Washington School of Medicine and Health Sciences in downtown Washington, D.C., with the help of our EMIG VPs, Adam Monday and Victoria Larson. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Saud Siddiqui. Dr. Siddiqui got his BA at the University of Southern California, the real USC.
The real USC.
And what did you major in?
I was a biology major, and then I did an entrepreneurship minor.
Oh, cool. That is kind of still what you're doing. Well, and so before getting, this was before he got his MD at the University of California, Irvine.
Yep.
True? Okay, cool. He came all the way to the East Coast for his EM residency here at GW. And during this time, and during medical school, from what I understand, he was busy working on a startup all of you have heard of, Sketchy Medical. True?
That is true.
Cool. This landed him on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list as a resident, which is incredible. I don't know how you had time to do all that, but he finishes his residency this week and leaves us for the West Coast this coming Sunday. So anything to add?
No,
your
I think,
path? Is that
pretty
true?
Much covered all it.
Okay, cool. All right, so I guess we'll just dive in. Why emergency medicine?
When you're going through med school, you kind of get exposure to all the different specialties. And really, the third year, there wasn't one that really stuck that I was like, you know, this is what I want to do. And then the beginning of fourth year is when I actually did my emergency medicine rotation. And I really enjoyed that. And when I was on my other rotations, the most fun part would be like when we actually went to the ED to see something new. I like the variety, I like the pace, and also the flexibility, being able to, you know, work shifts and also do other things like Sketchy on the side. It really lends itself to me. So
nice. So it was kind of a gradual realization, or was it an aha moment, or did you just kind of put it together?
I kind of just put it together. It wasn't, some people know at the beginning of med school, you know, what they want to do. That wasn't me. I kind of came in with a pretty open, was not really clear at all what specialty I'd go into. And just kind of put it together as I went along. And when I finally did my rotations in it, that was kind of what I realized. From all the rotations I did, this was the one that I liked the most. And so I decided to go ahead and pursue it.
Nice. And so you did your residency here at GW, and you're finishing up now, which is kind of crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty high volume center. And so are there like drawbacks to being in a high volume center, or, you know, pros, cons, et cetera?
So it's hard to say because I've only been here.
Yeah.
But I'd say there are certain good things about it, and there are certain things that become challenging, especially as a resident. So the good thing is you get to see a lot. You see everything, and you learn how to manage everything. And as a resident, very quickly here, you have to be able to see a lot of patients and be efficient. Mm-hmm. And that can be tough as an intern. That can be tough even as a second year, because you're still kind of learning the medicine behind things. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that's one of the drawbacks sometimes, where you feel like it may just be a little bit too much volume for an intern to handle sometimes.
Yeah.
But once you get to, you know, third and fourth year, you can handle it and you know the medicine. And then, you know, you feel lucky to have trained somewhere with this much volume, with this acuity, because you feel ready. You feel like you can work anywhere, really. And practice medicine the right way and also be efficient about it.
Nice. And so Dr. Phillips and Dr. Prem, we interviewed both of them. One's from, you might not know Dr. Phillips from GW.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Prem's from Children's. They both talked about kind of gaining this skill of understanding sick versus not sick as an intern. And that is something I think that Dr. Phillips said it's a big takeaway from your first year. At a high volume center like this, how quickly do you think you understood sick versus not sick, et cetera?
I'd say probably some point in the middle of first year, you kind of feel like you know what that means.
Yeah.
And then in the beginning of second year is probably when you really solidify it. Here, the beginning of first year is when you, is when you are on the A team. So that's the team that gets all the call-ins and the sicker patients. And towards the end of first year is when they start kind of having you see those patients and get introduced to that.
Oh, cool.
And that kind of helps you differentiate who the sick ones are, who's not so sick.
Yeah.
So I'd say, you know, it takes about a year at least to really get a grasp of that. And you just continue to develop that. You get that kind of baseline initially, but, you know, you keep fine tuning that as you go and see more patients.
Nice. And so also from our previous interviewee, Dr. Prem from Children's, she was at a similar transition point in her training. She was leaving to go to Columbia, New York City to work in pediatric emergency medicine. So I'm very curious, since you're at the same point, kind of, how are you feeling about becoming an attending?
Feels good. I feel ready. It's funny, I actually had most of this month off, so I've worked like 7 days in a row now. But it's kind of cool to end on that, you know, kind of end strong and have a ton of shifts in a row right before you leave, because the attendings are like, hey, you know, you're about to leave, you know, just kind of run this place.
Yeah.
And you know what to do, so do it. So that's given me a chance, kind of, you know, that very last chance to have someone kind of supervise me, but still kind of act as an attending.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the senior role. But yeah, I feel good. I feel ready.
Nice.
A little bit nervous. But I think, you know, we get trained well here, so should be okay.
Nice. And you did a 3 or 4 year program?
4 year.
Okay. And so there's a lot of push, I guess, right now to make EM residency 3 years. Do you think some of you are feeling more comfortable despite your slight nervousness? Do you think your comfort is from having that extra year? Do you think you'd be okay with a 3 year program? Like, how do you feel about that transition?
There's a lot of 3 year programs, there's a lot of 4 year programs. I think it's just going to be a person's preference, really.
Mm-hmm.
For me, when I started my fourth year, you know, I knew people that were finishing, so I was like, "Oh wow, I should have just did it. I should have just did three yeah. years and be done with it." But looking back through this year, I've definitely learned a ton. I've definitely learned some valuable lessons that I'm going to take with me as an attending. So I think it was worth it to do that fourth year. Also, I think some, you know, when you want to do everything in 3 years, it's a little bit more of a sprint and everything is kind of compacted a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a 4 year, you kind of have, it's a little bit more spread out. You have a little bit more time to pursue outside interests,
mm-hmm.
Which really fit with my needs. So, you know, I didn't have to just like shut off my entrepreneurial stuff and shut off sketchy and just do residency, which might've happened at some 3 year programs. Here I was able to keep my balance, in both, you know, learn to be a good physician and also kind of keep my outside interests going.
Yeah, we're all very happy you didn't shut off sketchy. I can tell you that. So for looking forward, so you're moving to LA Sunday. What hospital will you be working at?
So I'm going to be actually spending most of my time over at sketchy, and then I'm going to be working per diem. Starting out at Kaiser, just going to be kind of picking up shifts there. I'm still kind of deciding how many I want to do and what the balance is going to be.
Yeah.
And I think the first few months will help me figure that out. But it's going to be per diem gig at Kaiser.
Nice. Okay. So you're going to be mostly like moonlighting and working at Sketchy, or is it just?
Yeah. So some hospitals will let you do, it's not part-time.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a, you know, here's my availability and I want to work at these times. And then you get put into shifts for those times. And that works great for me because I have this other stuff going on. And that's exactly what I was looking for when I was, you know, talking to people out there for jobs. And that's another benefit, I think, of emergency medicine. It's hard to do that in other specialties. There are some specialties you can do that in, but EM is probably the best for that. And so luckily, you know, all of this is kind of fitting together perfectly for me.
Yeah, it sounds very well planned out. Did you kind of know, was that in the back of your head when you were deciding on specialties since you had kind of started on Sketchy in medical school?
Yeah, it was. I wanted to have options. I wanted to have flexibility. And I wanted to do something I enjoyed. So EM kind of hit all those boxes for me. I wasn't going to do something that would consume kind of all my time, where like had to be full time. There's some specialties where you have to do that. You have to like build a practice and things like that. So, I knew early on that I didn't want to do that on the clinical side. I did kind of want a part-time type of thing. So that's kind of how I ended up here, I think.
That's awesome. And so you'll be mostly at Sketchy now. What like originally inspired you to start this? Like, did you have a moment? Were you sitting in like a dorm room? Like, that's what I'm picturing, like the creation of Facebook, like sitting in a dorm room writing on like a glass window. Yeah.
So we were at Irvine. We basically were already drawing pictures to study. So we were second years. That's when we took micro, and that's kind of around, you know, when we start your board studying stuff. And so obviously there was a lot to learn and not a lot of time. And, you know, we were basically as clueless as everybody else and didn't know how to prepare for all this stuff. So, you know, you kind of spend all your time studying and then you get bored of the studying and then you kind of find creative ways to keep studying but kind of have fun with it. So I lived in a house with a few roommates from med school, and we had like found a whiteboard on the sidewalk and like put it up in our living room. So we used this whiteboard all the time to study, and we would like draw pictures on it to just like remember random facts. So that was part of it. And then Andrew, who's one of my co-founders, you know, we were friends. We just like hang out, and he would also just like draw pictures on a piece of paper and we'd like share these pictures and we'd take our tests and, you know, we'd remember what, you know, the information from these pictures. They were a little different. They weren't, you know, like how the images look today. But the technique was there and it worked for us. And so it was really kind of random the way we came up with it. We were just like literally at the gym one day talking. And we never work out together. It was like the first time we ever did this. And we were just talking about, hey, you know, this is a really cool idea. Maybe it's something that we can like put online and share with people. We kept talking about it. And then we went to dinner after that to grab food. It's this like really good barbecue burrito place. And we just kind of kept talking about it. And then we were driving back and we kept talking about it. And by that point we had like already come up with the name, like in the car, we like parked and like, we were just talking about it and we had actually come up with the name by then. And then we went to the apartment and we like started drawing right away. I think I already had like a drawing pad at that point and like a microphone, just cause I had like done stuff like this before. And we actually, I think that same day we drew the beta hemolytic strep baby video.
It's like Beta Galactica or whatever.
Yeah. It was like a pretty like shitty picture, but that's like where it started. And kind of later on, we were studying at Starbucks and our friend Brian was like, he was drawing this like amazing picture on his computer. was like an elephant, just like randomly. And we were like, dude, like, what are you doing? And he was just like bored of studying and just like started drawing an elephant for some reason. He's like an artist, yeah. But was also in our class. So we told him about our idea, and then we decided kind of the three of us to pursue this, and made the first few sketches and made the website and put it up, and decided to, you know, create this product and create this company. So the first few we did was the Salmonella, Proteus, and Klebsiella were the first three we did. And Brian drew all three of those, and we'll kind of come up with the stories together. We put it online and basically just waited to see what people would think about it. And that's kind of where it started.
And when was that? Was that at the end of medical school? Like still second
year?
No,
that was second year.
So you just like, wow, this went off the ground. So from like conception to it online, how long was that? It's like a couple months, like a year?
So we came up with the idea and then we're like, yeah, we should do this. And then we had to study for boards. So we kind of like put it off for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'd say as soon as we finished boards is when we got together and said, hey, we should, you know, really do this thing. So it was like, it was after boards when it like, we really started working on it. But the idea came to us kind of when we were studying for step one.
Wow.
So we didn't get to use Sketchy on step one.
Yeah. But you made it for all of us.
Afterwards,
thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. So this Sketchy concept, I guess, started on a whiteboard that you found on the sidewalk is what I'm hearing. And grew from there.
And
kind of before
pieces
that.
Pieces of paper and just talking with friends.
That's
kind
awesome.
Of, kind of the way ideas come about, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. It's very consistent with any movie, any Hollywood movie. And then, so did you know like about the concept of memory palaces before this started? Like how that all worked, or you just knew how you studied?
We sort of were like familiar with it, but like none of us were like, you know, memory people.
Yeah.
We just were med students trying to memorize things in med school.
Yeah. That's desperation almost made it.
but we were familiar with the idea. And none of us really studied that stuff, but we were familiar with it, and there were certain things that we wanted for our materials that we thought would make it more effective. So we wanted all the sketches to be cohesive. We thought that'd make them easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So things in the scene should be in the scene, you know, a glass on a table is a glass on a table because glasses go on tables. It just makes things easier to remember when it's a cohesive scene that made sense, that was a story. We thought people could remember stories. Mm-hmm. We wanted symbols to be reused and recur. Because that just made sense to us. We didn't want the whole image to be there at once. We made sure that it was kind of made layer by layer. And all those things took a lot of time. Even just making it look the way it looks and it, you know, gets drawn out. We had to just like figure out how to do that early on, but it wasn't something that we would compromise. We had to make it a specific way. So some of these ideas kind of go with that memory palace idea where, you know, there's objects in a scene, but I think we kind of, you know, put a lot of it together on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of thought about what we thought would make sense.
Yeah. And now we joke that, like, how did anyone study for boards before this? Like, I don't understand, because it's like so painless compared to, you know, making your own flashcards or like trying to use online tools. It's really hard to do it without Sketchy now. And now, like, when I hear, I can basically picture an entire scene like just from a trigger word. Like it's incredible. So thank you for my entire class. And there's also, I don't know if you know about this, but med schools now throw Sketchy parties like yearly.
Oh yeah, we've
I'm sure you've done it.
We've seen the Sketchy Ween parties.
Oh, is that
around Halloween? Yeah, we actually had a competition for best costumes.
Oh my god, it's very good to know about.
It's my favorite time of the year.
The Halloween is your time. That's incredible. So you said your team is Brian, Andrew, and you.
Right. And also, so Brian has a twin brother, Aaron.
Okay.
And he was down at San Diego, UC San Diego, mm-hmm. Same year as us in med school. And so he started helping us pretty early on as well. And he's also, you know, was a med student and also had some artistic background. So say four of us were kind of the core team, and are still kind of the core team.
So did you have any idea at all how big this was going to get, or?
No, we didn't think it'd be this big. We thought it was going to be like a cool project to do, and we really had no idea. We were just creating it. And then, you know, it's funny, people found out about it pretty early on. I remember I was like making the first website and like testing out the like subscription feature, mm-hmm. and like I was just testing it out. I thought, you know, this is a website that nobody knows about in like the middle of the internet, and like someone bought it, and I was like, I emailed this guy, I was like, hey dude, like this thing doesn't even work, it's like not a thing yet. And he's like, oh, it's okay, just like let me know when it comes out. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, no pressure.
People found out about it pretty quickly and early on and were interested, and that was great for us. I mean, we didn't expect that, and you know, we're fortunate that it was something that really spoke to students and was able to kind of be shareable. I think a lot of people saw it and shared it and just kept sharing it and sharing it to where it is today. So really the reason it's gotten this big is the students. You know, we put together the best stuff we can, and then people spread it for us. Yeah. And so it's been awesome.
Yeah, it's on like every medical subreddit possible. So, yeah. So now I'm just going to ask you like some questions about that would pertain to each class. So for MS1s, I'll be like, what is your advice coming in, et cetera. So for students like you that were interested in entrepreneurship and business, do you think that you've kind of already answered this question, but do you think that the specialty you pick has a lot of bearing on whether or not you can actually do both business and medicine?
I think you can probably do it in any specialty.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just depends if you're going to be doing it within your specialty or outside of your specialty.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certainly a lot of room to be entrepreneurial within any specialty, even if it's like a super busy one that you're in the hospital all the time. You can come up with a way to solve a problem, and that's really all entrepreneurship is. You're solving a problem. And it just kind of depends on the person, I think. For me, Sketchy is kind of completely separate from my specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it was for me, and that works for me. But I wouldn't tell people to pick a specialty based on that. You should like the specialty. You should like what you're doing. I wouldn't have picked DM if I hated it, you know?
Yeah, makes sense. And for students that are rising MS2s, I guess what we're thinking about right now is like step one. Oh God, here it comes. Do you have any words of advice for students that are studying for step one?
For step one.
And they're interested in EM.
Just use sketchy.
This is the best podcast ever. It's just a giant marketing scheme.
For step one, for me, what I did, I think when you're taking your classes, try to differentiate, you know, what am I learning for the class test and what am I learning for the boards, because it's not always the same. And I think just knowing that early on, you are able to prioritize what you're going to fit into your brain, because it's hard to fit everything in there with the amount we have to learn. And then you've kind of flagged, you know, what's important for your boards, and then just coming up with a plan for dedicated study time, and really taking that time seriously. So I didn't do too much board studying during the year.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to pay attention to what was board relevant during, you know, during the regular lectures. Mm-hmm. And I would sort of supplement my classroom time with board supplements. I wasn't a class goer, so like I never went to class, and I would just like triple speed lectures, and now everyone thinks I'm crazy for like watching YouTube at double speed, like regular
you
videos.
You get used to it. I have the same problem.
I was like, what are you doing? People think like, I don't understand what you're doing.
I can like only listen to techno now. Exactly. Like, this is my pace.
Yeah. So, or like playing it in the background during the lecture. That's kind of how I went through med school. And then I saved kind of my cue banks for later. I don't know if that's the best way to do it, but you know, during dedicated study time, that's kind of when I did a lot of my cue banks and, you know, my U worlds and we didn't have sketchy. So that's when I kind of drew some more pictures just to keep to myself. We had 8 weeks, and that's all I did those 8 weeks. I just studied for 8 weeks. Okay. But I kept the balance. Like I had a time, you make a schedule, like, you know, I'm going to study from whatever 8 to 12, take a break, and then do like 1 to 4 or whatever, and do that every day, and then have some way to decompress. I think some people just like never create that balance and just keep studying and then burn out. You need to have something else, you know, go exercise, go outside for a walk or something to balance out your studying.
So for MS3s, there's a lot of people that are on the fence between EM and another specialty. For example, there's a good amount of people interested in both trauma and EM. Any advice for those people that are very procedural, but they're not sure if they want to be in an OR or an ER?
I think when you do your rotations, try to get a really good sense of what is a normal day as an emergency physician. What is a normal day as a trauma surgeon? You know, what is my day going to be like when I'm done? What you experience in med school, unfortunately, is very different than what you are going to experience in residency. And what you experience in residency is going to be very different than what you experience as an attending. So it's hard to tease out sometimes. So I think the best way to kind of sort this out is to figure out if you really like when you were on that rotation, if you really liked the work, you're going to just be spending all your time doing this, no matter what specialty you pick. You know, I wouldn't pick a specialty based on, oh, you know, like this might be a little bit easier. I think taking lifestyle into account is fine and good, and if that's important to you, you should take that into account. But no matter what you go into within medicine, you are going to be spending all your time doing that. So you really need to like what you're doing. So, you know, some people might pick EM because it could afford you a nice lifestyle. You know, you could work per diem. But if you don't like it, you know, those hours you work are going to feel like more, and you're just like not going to like it. So I wouldn't pick it just for that reason. You should really look at, what do I enjoy doing? If you love the OR, you're going to hate emergency medicine. You should be a surgeon. Even if, you know, you may work more as a resident and even as an attending, but if it's what you like, it's what you should do. And you'll be better at it too.
So for rising, I guess actually MS4s, they're not even rising MS4s, for MS4s that are starting to think about their intern year, any pearls of wisdom on what you should be trying to take away from that intern year, you know, advice about how to impress your attendings, et cetera, or fellow residents?
I think one piece of advice to people who are about to be interns is to know what you know, but also know what you don't know. I'm a senior now, so I know that there are certain things an intern probably doesn't know yet. And it's okay to be in that position and ask questions. Don't make anything up, you know, just be honest. I think that will take you a long way. The other thing is, as an intern, really try to get the basics down. When you get to second year, when you get to third year, when you get to fourth year, you're just going to be kind of building on this foundation that you create your intern year. And if you don't create that foundation, it's going to be very hard to kind of become more advanced in the years to come. So you're going to be working a lot. You're not going to have a lot of time. You're going to be tired, but try to find a resource to study, to read, watch a video, listen to a podcast, do something to learn the basics, to learn the fundamentals. Because once you're done kind of with that intern year and you get to second year, you will have more expectations too. You'll be expected to know more. And everything's going to build on itself. And it's only 4 years. It's not that much time. Mm-hmm. So really starting early, as hard as it is, to learn those basics and make time for that.
Nice. Dari, thank you so much. That's the end of the serious questions. So for you, what shows do you watch on TV?
Which shows do I watch?
Yeah.
Well, I've shipped my TV already, so right now, none.
None.
Yeah, I was following Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Was not too happy with the last season.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think anyone was.
Before that, I didn't really watch anything before that.
You've been grinding.
I just watch kind of whatever my wife puts on TV.
That's awesome.
We watched like Stranger Things. I watched like Breaking Bad in medical school, actually. I was watching that during step one studying, actually.
There you go.
And it started to stress me out, and I was like, I need to stop watching this. So I like took a break while studying and like stopped watching Breaking Bad. And so
wait,
I took the boards.
The content of the show.
The show was stressing me out. Yeah.
Not the fact. I thought you were stressed because you were like, oh, I'm not studying.
No, like I was already stressed that it would stress me out more, and then it was like the middle of the show, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to like push it off until the end of boards and then continue to watch it.
That's great. You're too invested. Start to think about it while
exactly.
You're studying.
Yeah. That's step one advice. Don't watch a stressful TV show.
Don't watch Breaking Bad or like The Wire or anything like
exactly.
that. Okay, cut that out. And so do you have a favorite book? Are you a reader?
I'm a reader. I have this thing with books where I like want to know something or figure something out, like usually for like sketchy, like, you know, how do I do this, you know, how do I, you know, market this new product, or how do you be a better leader, how do you manage people, and then I'll like try to find the best book on that, and then I'll like read half of it, and then I'll have my aha moment, and then I'll like stop reading it, and then I have another question, and then I pick up another book. So
like
there's
very,
a lot of books I'm like halfway through that I'm planning to finish.
Yeah.
Recently, some books I read Shoe Dog recently. I thought that was cool. Kind of the story behind Nike. What else did I read recently? I need to like go to my bookshelf.
Yeah, just
read,
so, like
different. There's like business books. I was reading Meditations, Marcus Aurelius. That's a good one. That's not a business book.
Okay, yeah, no, it's not.
There's, I like autobiographies. I read, like, the Elon Musk one. And there's kind of all these books people say that you should read when you're, like, running a business. It's, like, High Up in Management, which I've been looking at recently, but I haven't finished. There's a lot. But like, I like can't focus on one book. I keep like jumping books, which is
emergency
not
medicine.
A bad
yeah,
thing. It's like EM. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. And what's your favorite movie? Do you have one?
My favorite movie.
Or top five, if you can.
A couple I like. So I have this thing with movies where I'm like kind of aloof as to like what's going on, and then I have these moments, like these oh shit moments, which people make fun of me for.
Great. Can
so
you,
like
can you
Fight Club.
Okay.
I really liked Fight Club.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that like it was the same person like for the longest time. So it was like a shocker to me. So like I loved it, you know.
Wow.
like The Dark Knight, like I was waiting for Two-Face the whole movie. I was like, where is he? Where is he? And then Harvey, like when he turned his head and was Two-Face, I was like, oh my God, he's the, so like moments like that really make those movies for me. And it's probably just because I don't realize what's going on when everyone else does.
Yeah. So like you watching like Shutter Island, like have you ever watched that?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Did you?
Yeah, I love that.
Were you
that
like,
one.
Whoa, yeah.
I like those. See, that got everyone those on kinds the same of page. Movies. Yeah.
That's good. Well, thank you for talking with me. Do you have any questions for me?
So what are your plans?
for med school, et cetera.
Yeah.
After med school. So yeah, I guess my whole thing is I always thought I knew EM was for me, and everything thus far has proved it. I try to convince myself out of it sometimes to make sure it's like really the right choice, because I came in being like, I'm gonna be open-minded, I swear, but I really liked the EM environment and I get along with people in EM.
Yeah.
And I have that like hopefully constructive ADHD that everyone in EM has.
Yeah.
Like, as you probably saw from the questions I sent you, like,
yeah.
like halfway and it, done.
yeah, and yeah. I didn't mention that part of it. Say every personality, I mean, every specialty has a different personality.
Yeah.
And the EM personality really did resonate with me.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually, all my friends in med school, like, went into EM. There's, like, a whole group of us. We just happen to be in the same friend group.
Yeah, I have a hunch that's going to happen to me, too.
Yeah, and kind of the attendings that I kind of kept in touch with from med school or all EM.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
And the sense of your humor. Personality
yeah.
Fit. Yeah.
Sense of humor is hard to beat in my opinion, but
yeah,
it's pretty dark, but, but yeah. Well, thank you for talking with me.
All right. No problem.
Anything else to add?
I think that's it.
Thanks, Ed.
All right.
See you around.
See ya.
All right. I think we're good.